again to another edition of Lackland the Caribbean Sound. My name is Iowa, your host. With me in studio is my Baka C4. Y'all can't do me nothing. And, quickly, let me say to you, if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, at rcistlucia.com. We ask you to be patient when you write. We're going to read all the letters. All, okay? Now, I'm a little biased. I give any fellas priority. They people want to say, no, I'm geeky. A fella, right? I'm reading it. Okay? Folks, letter is rated E for everyone. So be very careful with what you say. When you call, the kids love letter as well. You could be passionate, you could quarrel, you could say all kind of thing, but keep it clean. Pass you in, okay, people? Right. The number you need to dial is 4523046. That is 4523046. Write it down. 4523046. 1758 4523046. Now, you could try sending us a voice note as well. Keep it below 20, or keep it 20 seconds and below. At least 20 seconds, maybe 22, 23. Because we've heard that, you know, when you guys go over that, it takes time to load and that sort of thing. So try to begin, keep it at 20 seconds, just about 20 seconds. Okay, people? Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, your Alexa, whatever device it is that you're listening to us on. When you're calling, we want to hear you loud and declare. First time callers, we're waiting for you. Now, before I go any further, we know you'll have an opinion. Have an opinion on love. You know, you think you know what you know? Call us.
Okay, make the call.
Yeah, let us know what
share
you're
your
thinking.
Views.
Yeah. You know, if you've never called us before, call us today. Man, let me tell you, we're nice people around here. We're okay. And your opinion matters to us. Here we go. This afternoon, it is a gentleman who has written, and his letter reads, Rankin, the girl and I living together. We renting. Next month, go be 4 years we together. Rankin, I swear to you, that girl hurt me, and she hurt me bad. I was not expecting what she just do there. And bro, I understand when fellas tell you it's them girls that has make man do them things dread. Believe it, because right now, for what she do me, if I get her, Rankin, I do endless poppy show already. And she forgive me how many times? So what is the problem now? That is how she is. I accustomed to you already. Today we vex, tomorrow we iry. That's how it was. All the time the girl want me to change for her. She don't want me to go out. If I go and check my partners, it's a problem. Cause of the girl that's quarrel and talk too much. Like she used to wait for me. I can't leave my shoe there. I can't remove my clothes and rest it anywhere. I can't leave my plate in the sink. The girl tell me how much times she go leave me. And when she leave me, Rankin, I never pay that no mind. You know how long I was hearing that? I was used to hearing that. Anyway, I tell her I go make the change. Just give it time. I working on it. I get to find out the girl have another man.
Ah, papa.
Yep. Nothing is hurting me and get me angry more than that. From the time I heard that, I asked her. She denied everything. It's troubling the house now because she cannot do what she wants. Right now, I home. I not going nowhere. Whole week of phone ringing and she not answering the phone. I'm not sure if it's mate, but I go get him. I see a man drop her home a couple times already. Rankin, Thursday, I come from work about minutes to 7, and all the girl things gone. She leave the house, bro, that hurt me. People can say what they want about me, but I know how I feel about my girl dread. You think it's now I calling the girl phone and no answer? After how many tries? Rankin, you know a man answer the phone?
What?
And mate say, if you know what good for me, don't call that number again.
Uh-uh.
He say, if I know what good for me, don't call that number again.
Me say this square.
and made sounding like he could do me something. After all them argument every day, sometimes she not letting me sleep because she self don't want to sleep. It's quarrel she want to quarrel. The girl do me that. I willing to make the change. I want to do what she want me to do because I still want my girl. Rankin, I cannot understand what happened because the night before she moved, we was angry. We sleep in the same bed. We didn't argue. She even fall asleep before me. I drop her to work in the morning. Everything was nice. What time the girl carry them things? The girl don't have nothing left in the house, Gasser. I'm not feeling good, bro. Even though we had our issues, she's a good girl. I'm missing her. Why? That burning me. Why me answer the phone? I cannot believe that happened. I say it's games that people playing with me. Games? Fuck. I must find out where she is. I have to. She have to come back. I want her back. I already go by all family where I know she does be and she not there. I went by her workplace. They tell me she on sick leave. Rankin, I know she do that because of the way I was, but I fixing things. Why? And the man that answer that phone, I want him to know, don't make joke like that. Joke? Hey, what to that, man? Don't make joke like that because it can only be a joke he giving. Chups, then. Don't get involved in my relationship. I want my girl to know I'm ready to talk to her. I mean, why couldn't she talk to me one last time? Why did she leave in secret? What is the best way to get her back? Am I in trouble? Let me read that one more time before you call. 4523046. This afternoon's Lekla. Rankin, the girl, and I living together. We renting. Next month, go be 4 years we together. Rankin, I swear to you, that girl hurt me, and she hurt me bad. I was not expecting what she just do there. And bro, I understand when fellas tell you it's them girls that has make man do them things, Dren. Believe it, because right now, for what she do me there, if I get her... Rankin, I do endless poppy show already, and she forgive me how many times. So what is the problem now? That is how she is. I accustomed to you already. Today we vex, tomorrow we irie. That's how it was. All the time the girl want me to change for her. She don't want me to go out. If I go and check my partners, it's a problem. That's how the girl has quarrel and talk too much. Like she used to wait for me. I can't leave my shoe there. I can't remove my clothes and rest it anywhere. I can't leave my plate in the sink. The girl tell me how much time she go leave me already and when she leave me. Rankin, I never pay that no mind. You know how long I was hearing that? I was used to hearing that. Anyway, I tell her I go make the change. Just give it time. I working on it. I get to find out the girl have another man. Nothing is hurting me and get me angry more than that. And by the time I heard that, I asked her. She denied everything. It's trouble in the house now because she cannot do what she wants. Right now, I home. I'm not going nowhere. So you home because you find out the girl have... That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Whole week her phone ringing and she not answering the phone. I'm not sure if he's mate, but I go get him. I see a man drop her home a couple times already. Rankin, Thursday, I come from work about minutes to seven and all the girl things gone. She leave the house. Bro, that hurt me. People can say what they want about me, but I know how I feel about my girl, Dread. You think it's now I call in the girl phone and no answer? After how many tries? Rankin, you know a man answer the phone and may say, if I know what good for me, don't call that number again. I may sounding like he's going to do me something. After all them argument every day, sometimes she not letting me sleep because she self don't want to sleep. It's quarrel. She want to quarrel. The girl do me that? I willing to make the change. I want to do what she want me to do because I still want my girl. Rankin, I cannot understand what happened because the night before she moved, we was irie. We sleep in the same bed. We didn't argue. She even fall asleep before me. I drop her to work in the morning. Everything was nice. What time the girl carry them things? The girl don't have nothing left in the house, Gasser. I'm not feeling good, bro. Even though we had our issues, she's a good girl. I'm missing her. That burning me. Why me answer the phone? I cannot believe that happened. I say it's games and people playing with me. I must find out where she is. I have to. She have to come back. I want her back. I already go by old family where I know she does be, and she not there. I want her back. I went to her workplace. They tell me she on sick leave. Rankin, I know she do that because of the way I was, but I fixing things. And the man that answered the phone, I want him to know, don't make joke like that, because it can only be a joke he give in there. Don't get involved in my relationship. I want my girl to know I'm ready to talk to her. I mean, why couldn't she talk to me one last time? Why did she leave in secret? What is the best way to get her back? Am I in trouble? All right, let me go to the phone. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on RCI. Good afternoon, first caller.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
I'm okay, Iowa. I'm good.
Yeah, man, we're good. Thank you for calling. How you doing, caller? You good?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Like they always say, you never miss the water till the well run dry. Right, sir? She right. She double right. She triple right. Let me come for you. You doing the woman thing, the woman been speaking to you. That's really the sad thing. Because you tell me, okay, you're living together, you're renting, whatever. And you've been doing things, the girl been speaking to you. Yes, you admitted you hurt her and stuff. You never wanted to change. You don't want to change.
You don't want to change?
You want to change. Now she's gone. So you want to play, you change, so she can come back.
Corona, can I just interject? Let me say something that I often say. Sometimes it takes these things to happen for you to see and realize.
That thing is for the other guys to learn now. It's right.
Where is she?
You caused that upon yourself right there, so you deal with the situation.
Corona, let me ask you a question.
All of a sudden, you don't want to go to work. You're tracking.
Where is she?
But you break the man out there, sir.
You tracking? You a little shwishu, you here. You staying on me tracking the girl, right? Don't answer no calls.
Caller, you say shwishu.
Where is she?
She's a man, Iowa. Her man. He know that he, but he's so busy as he go at the family home and do what? Right, are you wrong for that?
Wait.
How?
Is she right for that?
She right.
Yes, sir. What?
The woman can't take again, so she had no choice.
So, caller, okay, so it's okay to leave one relationship and just jump into her next one.
That's where she went wrong. And I don't think whatever she jumped into will last. In anyway, because you're with a guy and then you run into that. I don't think it will last. But anyway, we're not talking about that. That's not the point here.
The point
is she did the right thing.
How?
What are you calling the girl phone for? And I honestly speaking, the guy, if my ex troubling me, obviously, I'm the guy who answer the phone, eh?
Honestly,
you send the man playing games, writer, in this day, if people playing games,
As a woman, let me ask you a question, eh? At what point should we really, really start paying attention? You see, when you're arguing all the time,
it's not about arguing, listen to our words. The girl keeps saying, we remember when we had enough, like when the time, the point is getting closer, we will keep saying,
But at what point?
I will. Yes, we will not leave one time or maybe in the next few months, but there's a point. It will happen.
Yeah, but at what point? I know, and it will get
at
to that
point.
Obviously.
The point when she couldn't take it again, Everybody has their limits.
For us to realize that, look, man,
I don't know for y'all, I don't know for y'all. Someone has to come and explain that.
So you cannot count
your losses.
Wait for me, caller. So you cannot tell us, men, when is the right time to you've never done that as a woman. You've never given your man chances. You've never spoken over and over and over. You've said the same thing over.
I wish my limit. Enough is enough. Okay, I reach my limit.
Right.
When I couldn't take it any longer.
You move.
Yes.
Right. So what
I'm
saying
is, I really want to applaud the writer, the lady for the fact that you said she left. You didn't have any problem. I love that. And if it was me, I'd do the same thing. Anybody a happy note.
Caller, they're not good. You already say, I'm happy that you're raising that point. He said that the night before everything.
But that's not why you guys do it. That's not why you guys. I don't know that. Ah, you say you're too vicious. You know everything. That's why you must delete the man. You know, when they have a big problem, the day you know you're going to leave, you be the best person you can be.
No, caller!
No, good,
no,
good,
no, caller! No, caller, let me tell you, you speak your mind. You say what you have to say.
Yeah.
You do what I have nothing to say. I used to speak. You are so not speaking
your mind. You can't feed it now. You can't dorm. You can't go all day. You're spoiling everything.
That's the best way I'm really supposed to leave the situation. Not on a bad note, like, you know, quarreling and thing.
That's not a good note, eh? Caller.
Of course.
That's not a good note.
You know, she was feeling so calm that the man wasn't at home. So she left, she packed up herself very peacefully, and she went about her business.
Not even a letter?
Nobody grabbing her bag, nobody pulling her, nothing like that.
So that's the way to make your exit. No.
That's right.
So head at us. So you wait for when he's not there, and then you carry all your things.
Yeah, of course, that's the best way.
Okay.
But you when you leave, you act right, you be nice, you be very nice to him.
And when you leave, where are you going?
Anyway, right in Iceland. Right, sir. Honestly speaking, you need to count on us. You had a part to play in that. Yes, she was speaking to you. I don't like the fact that she left and she went straight to another man. That's not the point, but it happened, it happened. Just count your losses and just give up. Or if you don't want to give up, just at least, you know, take some time off. Maybe she will know if she'll come back to you. If you really change, or if you want to change, just for her to come back.
Now, Kola, she had to do the man, not make her next man answer the phone and say with his...
Of course, Ella, who knows how much the man calling the woman's phone? Your men just do it deliberately.
But the man get that there.
His girl,
he's calling his girl. The girl is his, as the girl left. I think the girl was even yours, appreciating that. He said he hurt her. What the hell now?
What?
Take what you get and just shut up right now. Thank you.
Hey! Thank you. Connor, but that was not nice, eh? That was not nice.
Not good.
4520-46 is the number to call. Let us know what you think about this afternoon's letter. He wants to know what is the best way to get her back. Should he keep calling her or should he just leave her alone? Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Iowa.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for calling.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Go ahead, caller.
So I just wanted to say that whatever this guy got, I think he definitely deserved it.
And say why?
Because he had a young lady wasting her time for 4 years asking him to pick up his shoes, wash the place in the sink, probably make up the bed, fold his clothes, and he wasn't doing none of that.
But really?
The moment she left, he running her down and going to her whole place.
But caller, you hear him say he was changing? You didn't hear that? He was changing for her? He was about to make the change?
After 4 years?
No, it's not.
And what happened if she waited up 50 and there was no change? Then what?
But she had to wait another year? We don't know that. But how you know that?
Well, I'm happy she didn't wait for the 5th year to find out, and she upped and left. So the guy that she's with now, hopefully he treats her way better than the last one.
Hopefully, hopefully. I'm glad you said hopefully.
Caller, hopefully.
And I want to ask you that same question, and those ladies who are going to be calling, I want your answer to. At what point should we start taking you serious when every day, I'm going to leave. So at what point?
At what point? I would say it depends on the couple, because, I mean, just hearing the situation, I wouldn't even know. Like, I can't answer that question, Iowa.
Yeah,
ask the other caller.
I know. So why do y'all do that, though?
Do
why?
What? But we give
you. Why do y'all keep on?
We're giving your time to, you know, adjust and change or to make the adjustment. Y'all are making the adjustment.
Caller, you heard
so,
what he said? He said he got used to it. He said he got used to that. So you can't blame the man now, you know, if he's hurt as a result of an action taken right now. You just move and another man answering your phone? Come on, Lassa. Come on, caller. You know that's not nice.
I wish him the best, and he should stop tracking her, let her continue to live her life, because he didn't want to make the
so
changes.
So give up
now
on the woman.
Somebody else.
So give up on the woman that he wants.
Yes.
That he loves.
And like the first caller said, you never miss the water till the well runs dry. So he missed it. Now he's on to the next. So he needs to, I guess, organize himself and just move on.
From well, do you support the way in which she left him the night before?
Yes.
There was no arguing. Everything was okay.
Wow.
Yes. Capital YES.
Wow.
So you would actually do that sort of thing?
Yes, I would.
All right.
I was going to make breakfast for him before I left for work.
And then move, and then let somebody
and then move.
And where would you go?
With my new man.
Okay. All right, caller. Thank you very much for your contribution. You've been awesome. 452-3046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. You are on the air. Letla on RCI.
Yes,
caller, go on.
But I don't understand how many times women have to say we're going to leave for it to dawn on you that we're going to leave.
No, you're not leaving.
First time, we should have a conversation. We should have gone through this the entire thing already. Why do we have to say it 5-6 more times?
Tell
for
me.
The third time for well, you to take us serious.
Tell me why do you all do
our move to go and you feel going, then you want to be like, oh, don't go change. You're going to change. You're not going to change.
How you know the man will not change? But hey, look, he's telling you he's changing. He
but it's a pattern. If it's constantly happening, if we have a conversation about the problem, you all of a sudden, you think I'm not going to change? Nothing is changing? Now you want to change?
So he will never change.
Exactly. So if he will never change,
no,
then why shouldn't I have come up with a plan for me to leave?
So it's too late.
It's too late.
Where is she?
Somewhere better, hopefully.
Hopefully.
She's somewhere better.
Yeah. That's what we can hope for at this point. If Kuala, there's no confirmation.
Kuala, let me ask you that. Will you do that kind of thing? Have the next man answer the phone? If you see the man calling you.
Okay, well, that one she was a little petty for that one, eh? But I wouldn't make my move to leave. Yeah. I didn't fuck me.
Okay,
Kuala,
so I have another question for you. Do you think it's okay to just leave a relationship and just jump into another one right away?
She had her one on the side. I don't think that was right.
What are they saying there? You don't find somebody so fast. Is that them there already? That's what you're saying there? Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
The person was there all the time? What I said?
But if you're not giving yourself up, I'm the one person.
Who the hell is saying that kind of thing there?
Have a good day, Iowa.
Caller, I have one more question for you, please. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in love with somebody and the person leave you and the person don't want you, the person don't want you to hear from you?
Can't relate.
You can't relate to that?
All right.
Okay.
How do you think that feels, Caller?
Horrible.
Right. Flawless! Making the next man answer the phone. Flawless. Thank you.
Well, karma is a bitch.
Thank you. 452-3046 is the number to call. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Letla on RCI. You are on the air.
RCI.
Hey. Thank you for calling.
When will men learn that women check out mentally before they actually do physically?
When will you all
learn that? We leave relationships mentally before we do physically.
I don't think that's true,
Arthur. That is 100% true. When you take your next call and your female call, Aston, we clock out mentally before we physically. Quarrel with an argument stop should be extremely concerned.
So when the argument stops,
when the nagging stops, that you did was it a stop, you should be very, very concerned because you're in trouble.
So at that point,
clock out. Clock out. You don't bother you. You don't care what you want. Do you understand? Because why we have to go through things a million times.
All right, so wait for me then. So here's my question to you now. So at what point should we really, really start taking you on serious?
The first time we tell you. Don't wait two, don't wait three, don't wait four. It shouldn't be there. We have an issue, talk about it. Like, why it have to be I can't tell you at what point, because everybody's level of tolerance is different. Where probably a woman can nag 10 times before she's over it, another one only has the tolerance to do it 5 or 3 times and she's out.
I need an answer.
You'll
to that
never get
too
an answer.
Too many fellas
to that.
Fighting themselves.
Yes,
in
because
kind of
the
situation.
First time.
How you? Call up. You know what people say? The people, you know what they're saying there? Oh, no coming back. You're not serious. You're not changing. How you know that?
Well, you know, because you, the change happened when she said it 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Like, why do you feel now as you're in trouble, the girl move out, change happening? Or why is that when somebody, you hear whispers of somebody else in the picture, you want to stay home? Why you couldn't do it before? Why does it have to get to the extreme point before you feel the need to make? You know what you say? I take it not serious. That's why
well,
she
agree
didn't
with him, man. Every day you say, every day, and then the following day we are right.
But I want yes, why it has to. But listen, but why it has to be every
man?
Day she nagging?
No,
I want you to answer that. Why it have to be every day?
I
your woman have to be telling you
that's
the same
choice.
Thing.
That's her choice. That's what she chooses to do, Kola. That's what she chose to
but
do.
If it bothers... Hey. You don't want to talk about it.
Well, she can.
You see what happened? She find herself somebody else.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
All right, because you're not taking that one. You're not taking it serious. I'll leave you. I'm not thinking because you're still there. Yes, take.
Right.
Some women.
So,
take.
Tell him how to get her back. As a
you
woman.
You will not get her back. You'll go well. I bar a couple of friends and move on with your life. Because... homegirl, check out. Let me tell you how you know she not coming back. She fell at the phone. You see that?
Yeah,
that's,
she give him a
if you
actually
mortal and they tell you, finish him. Oh, that's exactly what she do.
Can I go as far as saying maybe she dislikes him now? Eh? She don't. She have no more lover in her hand for meter.
I have no idea. I don't know her heart.
Oh, by the way, is that a joke? Is that a joke? Is the guy joking? I mean,
really? I like you laugh because you said you're talking. You said you're talking. Because your first one question is about if that's okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Call on the man say, men better be joking because I want men to be joking. Are you going to answer the girl phone and tell her, man? Tell her, man, look, boy, if you know what's good for you.
Her relationship man. Done. You see the girl went to bed at peace. Knowing that she don't have to deal with that for the her life, and she good. She fall asleep before him. There was argument. She executed
that
well in advance, so she knew what she was doing. She sleep because she not carrying that on her chest or on her mind. And
that's what it meant. Kola, you spot on, you know. That has hit me the boo-doo-doo. It's what she was at peace the night before because she knew.
I don't have to deal with that stress or that every time it's argument. Look at that. He said she is like sleep. She don't want to sleep. Some people don't like to go to bed angry. It's on your mind. You don't sleep. You're not at peace. It's not peaceful because it bothers you that you have an issue with your partner. You understand? And now they have people who can get upset with their partner and sleep through. And other people, it bothers them because they need to be solved. So instead of learning how people, there's a thing they say that when you should learn how your partner argues or how your partner is upset so you can deal in these moments. Some people need time before they can address an issue and other people need to address it right away. Different styles of arguing. So you should learn that about somebody and then figure out a way where, you know, even if you tell the person, hey, let's not do that right now. I need hours. I need a day to process, and then we can visit. Then the other person can rest assured saying, okay, let's deal with that. But then when the next day come and you have to deal with it, or the couple hours, deal with it. Don't say, not right now. Because you're sweeping that under the rug. What you think is going to happen? A whole mountain, eh? When all that is building up.
Why do you want the man in your presence every time like that, to the point where you start to quarrel?
Rephrase that.
Why do you want...
Some women, right... men. So then
men.
Again, it's an insecurity, and so a good security that the guy creates, you know, so they just want them around and be something.
Well, you know, that's the problem,
like,
that's the
not really. You don't know, right? Do you? Because listen to the things that she was nagging about, the picking up after herself, the washing the dishes.
And another thing, to look at another thing again. Yes, yes, yes. Why also?
What you mean, why we so? We not your house, your housekeeper or your mother. What? I mean, you could help out. You get me? Especially if both of you work and you come home and you target. If one tackle one project, another tackle another project, then you when it feels like 98% of it or 100% of it is always on you, then it becomes tiring. You know, you feel, instead of feeling like you have a supportive partner, you feel like you're doing chores for the person you like, maid or housekeeper or something like that. And so help out a little. Even if it's the shoes you straighten, you dust the chair, do something. You don't just want to, some of you all.
Help out.
You understand? Just help out, because again, if both of you working, maybe one person's job is more demanding, that's understandable. But you know, you help out around because look, he dropped his clothes. Imagine living in somebody that dropping their clothes everywhere, you dropping your shoes and you leave it. Nope.
You don't like that?
Not for me. Nope. Not for me.
So we'll just fix it. You see.
Just say that again, just fix it.
Yeah,
but... Right. You're right. Now I hope when the woman decides to take a stand on things, there's no complaining. You see, that's why. Right? So every action, you get an equal
reaction.
There you go.
Thank you, caller. You've been awesome as usual. Thank you. What is your take? This is Latland Radio Caribbean International. I want you to tell him how he's getting his girl back. How he is getting his girl. You know how many times I've gotten these types of letters on the program? Hmm. The fellas want to know how they're getting their girls back. How he getting his girl back. Tell him how to get his girl back. You know? What? That's he for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Letland RCI, you are on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey! Go ahead, Cora.
I was.
Yes, Cora.
Now, you see them questions you're asking the women. Stop that, eh?
Like, which one?
Why? You need to stop that.
Like,
why?
Let the women live in peace.
Like what? Give me a question. Which one?
Now, we need to play. You see, after the program finish, play a Dexter Dapps for them and call me if. You see, for stage or section.
We're doing it. We're playing it.
Now, I have some advice for the writer.
How are we getting this girl back?
No, let me tell you something. I have my advice for the writer. Eh? Yeah. I want the writer to call the woman phone again. Because I really actually want to know if it's a joke.
But it's a joke.
He say, when he call him and tell him, he say in his letter that not a joke.
Yeah, people doesn't make joke like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So I want you to call so, you know, a new joke. That's what I want. I want you to call so each little time he call, he'll give him a new joke.
Joke?
Yeah.
Sir?
Joke? Now, I like the callers said, women do leave you mentally before we leave physically. So sometimes we will give you the little, you know, heads up, the little frets here and there. But eventually we will. And sometimes we leave when we get your replacement.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when
whether we jump in a next relationship or we stay single,
so usually we leave when we get
your replacement.
So you stay with him until you get a replacement. So you see what he
we does. Give you all chances. That's what we do.
That one, there are chances, eh?
Yeah, that is good.
4 years.
Quarter, wait. You say you give chances while you're waiting for the next person, right?
No. I never said that, Iwa. I said women leave mentally before we leave physically.
And? At that time, you'll have the next person.
What's that?
At that time, you have the other person.
At that time, you know, we plan in ways to leave.
And that includes another person.
And in planning, we get somebody else.
Amen.
So that person just speeds up the process even more.
Why?
That's why we're not going to come back. The girl is going to come
and
back.
That is what will make you leave. Huh?
Basically.
Right, because, you know, so it is as a result of you having somebody else.
To fill in the blanks, Iwa. Because all the time I warning you, all the time I telling you, you know, do what you're supposed to do. What you're doing making me unhappy. Upa Katan. 4 years. I give you 4 years. Now you want to change? Well, I made the change. That's what happened.
You know, I've asked this question before. What would the best thing do to leave the relationship alone when or not before you have somebody else, no?
What's that?
Wouldn't the correct thing to do be leave the relationship before you find, before you enter, you know, into another relationship with somebody else?
But I want, that's what I just received.
You said mentally, but we still, listen. Mentally, right?
Right.
But we still have no more. Can still fare bad, can still live together. The
no, I want. No, no, no,
you live mentally. We still have Kyla. And all the time.
We just there physically, our body that's still there.
Right. And all the time he's thinking, well, boy, she's still there. She's alright. It's good. I'm here. And the night, you go to bed, everything dandy.
Yes, I sleep with one eye open and I close with a smile on my face.
I'm not hitting.
That's how she slept. One eye open, one eye close, with a smile on her face. Because she knew.
Yeah.
Yes, the man coming and pick her up tomorrow. Pack up quick. An outer there.
A whole box, Rocky.
The man already tell you, don't call his woman. You don't hear that? Epukadi say black. Let me tell you something, he's not going to put himself in a corner. Go and deal with his, you know, his gopwell and move on.
Not nice, Paula, not nice. Okay, what, if he has a chance, what can he do?
I don't see no chance there. I tell you already, they don't replace the man. They don't have no chance there again. If maybe she was single, you know, and she maybe was by her family members, you know, maybe he can go there and
She's not there. She not at work. She not by family. She not at work.
That's to show you the young lady upgraded. Huh. She upgraded. I like that. Mama.
You like it?
That is woman.
Now, let me ask you the question. Have you ever been in love with somebody and the individual does not, they don't want to see you, or they went to be with somebody else? You could be honest. Yes or no?
I have been in a situation like that. And I left the person for the person they thought they wanted.
What?
I left the person for the other person, and right now they're not together to this day.
No, don't try that. What I'm asking you is, you in love? You in love? You didn't want to leave?
Me personally, I never get that kind of love. Why don't to leave nobody? People are very peaceable, and life goes on.
You see, all just say things on radio because
No, I'm not saying things on radio. That's strong. Me. What life
you,
goes
okay,
on.
Okay, wait. Let me rephrase. So you've never been hurt by someone?
We are all human beings. Well, you must stay ready. You must always stay ready.
Right, so you've never been hurt by anyone, any partner of
you. You have to stay ready, so you don't have to get ready.
So you was always ready, Ikola?
Always.
You never get
hurt. Because we are human beings. Always. Oh, I myself ready for my own hurt. I think I'll not be ready for somebody else.
When you say ready, what are you referring to?
We are all human beings, Iwa. Eventually, somebody will mess up.
So you waiting on the mess up, eh? You actually planning for the person to mess up.
And in life, is what you can take. If you know you cannot take, maybe let's say an outside child or somebody cheating on you, then you leave. But if you know you can take it, then you stay longer.
I'm talking about being hurt. Somebody that you trusted, somebody that you were in a relationship.
We live in hurts in 2022 and 2020. You know, we're moving on.
Okay, I get it.
We're moving on. Anyway, Timari CI.
Hey, thank you very much for your contribution. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we read the letter one more time and continue to take your calls. Letland RCI is made possible by Fruitsy Seamoss. You know what they say, right?
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss?
Boy, that Seamoss makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy Seamoss? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy Seamoss is full of natural goodness your body needs. Seamoss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to
improve blood count. CMOS is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Prale.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy CMOS. But let's just say something else.
Fruitsy CMOS, you know what they say.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Ah, love is in the air, and RCI is going to cater to you and that special person in bed.
Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring.
It's RCI's Breakfast in Bed Captured Moments Valentine's Day promotion. To win, send us that captured image of the two of you sharing that special moment together. Your photograph with that special moment will be posted on our Facebook page, and the one with the most likes will win the grand prize. The winning captured moment will be announced live on RCI Friday, February 10th. On entry, please include both of your names and a contact number. Send your captured moment to promotions@rcistlucia.com. It's RCI's Breakfast in Bed Captured Moments Valentine's Day promotion. Deadline for entry is Thursday, February 9th. RCI 101, number one.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Let That Radio Caribbean International. Thank you, callers. We got first time caller yet. Now, Mr. I disappointed in and Mr. That's not like y'all. Madman, yeah. First time caller, do have a sonata. We want to hear from you. Do not keep your opinion to yourself. Go ahead. Letland made possible by Fruit CC Moss. Thank you, callers. Let's read the Letland one more time and continue to take your calls at 4523046. Hold on, caller. Hold on. 4523046. Okay, caller. Let me read it. Rankin, the girl, and I living together. We rent in. Next month, that means party. Now you're paying rent on your own, man.
Why?
Rankin, the girl and I living together. We rented. Next month, go be 4 years we together. One, and I'm sure you were looking forward to the anniversary, man. Rankin, I swear to you, that girl hurt me, and she hurt me bad. I was not expecting what she just do there. And bro, I understand when fellas tell you it's them girls that has make them. Make man do them things. And bro, I understand when fellas tell you it's them girls that has make man do them things, Dren. Believe it, because right now, for what she do me, if I get her, Rankin, I do endless poppy show already. And she forgive me how many times? So what is the problem now? That is how she is. I accustomed to you already. Today we vex, tomorrow we irie. That's how it was. All the time the girl want me to change for her. She don't want me to go out. If I go and check my partners, it's a problem. Because the girl has quarrel and talk too much. Like, she used to wait for me. I can't leave my shoe there. I can't remove my clothes and rest it anywhere. I can't leave my plate in the sink. The girl tell me how much time she go leave me and when she leave me. Rankin, I never pay that no mind. You know how long I was hearing that? I was used to hearing that. Anyway, I tell her I go make the change. Just give it time. I working on it. I get to find out the girl have another man. Nothing can hurt me and get me angry more than that. From the time I heard that, I asked her. She denied everything. It's troubling the house now because she cannot do what she want. Right now I home, I not going nowhere. Whole week her phone ringing. So wait. So he has already stayed home, see, for that's what the man saying there.
No.
Anyway, I tell her I go make the change just to give it time. I working on it. I get to find out the girl have another man. Nothing I hurt in me get me angry more than that. From the time I heard that, I ask her. She deny everything. It's troubling the house now because she cannot do what she want. Right now I home. I not going nowhere. Whole week her phone ringing and she not answering the phone. I not sure if he's mate, but I go get him. I see a man drop her home a couple times already. Ranking Thursday, I come from work about minutes to seven and the girl thing's gone. She leave the house, bro. That hurt me. People can say what they want about me, but I know how I feel about my girl, Dread. You think it's now I call in the girl phone and no answer? After how many tries, Rankin? You know a man answer the phone and mid say, if I know what's good for me, don't call that number again. And mid sounding like he go do me something. After all them argument every day, sometimes she not letting me sleep because she said don't want to sleep. It's quarrel, she want to quarrel. The girl do me that? I willing to make the change. I want to do what she want me to do because I still want my girl. Rankin, I cannot understand what happened because the night before she moved, we was nice, we was irie. We sleep in the same bed, we didn't argue, she even fall asleep before me. I drop her to work in the morning, everything was nice. What time the girl carry them things? The girl don't have nothing left in the house, Gasa. I'm not feeling good, bro. Even though we had our issues, she's a good girl, I'm missing her. That burning me. Why me answer the phone? I cannot believe that happened. I see it's games and people playing with me. I must find out where she is. I have to. She have to come back home. I want her back. Why? I already go by all family where I know she does be and she not there. I went by her workplace. They tell me she on sick leave. Rankin, I know she do that because of the way I was, but I fixing things. And the man that answered that phone, I want him to know don't make joke like that because it can only be a joke he give there. Don't
sorry. It's the way he said
it. Don't get involved in my relationship. I want my girl to know I ready to talk to her. I mean, why couldn't she talk to me one last time? Why did she leave in secret? What is the best way to get her back? Am I in trouble? Let's go to the phone. So, call.
Why couldn't she talk to me?
Yeah, call her. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you on the air.
Good afternoon, Iwa.
Good afternoon, T. Caller. Thank you for calling.
Hi, T-Caller. No problem.
Hello.
Oh, you're my friend. What's on your mind? Let me know. Whatever happened, you're wrong.
But of course, he's wrong, and you know that.
Why?
I don't know why you're giving the women all kind of attitude there.
That was your contribution the last time, right? Men lie. Men just lie.
But they just lie. They just lie. And then look at that one there. The audacity is the audacity for me. You understand?
Mm.
Because you stay in. You know you mess up already. You know you have her talking nonstop. You know you have the girl going through stress. Every day the girl come in the house, the girl vexed. The girl doesn't know the last time she walk inside the house and she can just come and sit down and relax herself. She not good there.
So, Cora, isn't the first step to recovery acceptance? You know, he said that, okay, he has a problem.
You're saying all the right things, right? The first step to recovery is acceptance.
Right.
He needs to accept it's gone. It's gone. It's long gone. What's the next step?
One try.
Yes, Gasa. Look at the try. Come on. Let's say, be nice.
What's the next step? After acceptance, what is it? Right to left lie, because whole culpable. Let me tell you.
What?
The men listening to the station, C4, Iowa, all of y'all, right? Y'all need to learn and understand. People don't have to talk to y'all 100,000 times about the same thing and just stay there and take it. And then after the 1,000,000th time, y'all come in and tell us, oh, but I was just about to make the change. I don't have time for that. The only person that is forgive unconditionally is Jesus. I want to be like him. I not him. You understand? I not him. That's the only person that just supposed to stay there and forgive. Y'all taking people for papi show. Y'all don't realize after COVID, a lot of relationships, quasi. You think it's just so? Because people realize life's short and people have time for papi show. People have time for magic. Excuse me. There's a man in the background. I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm so sorry because he's speaking on your behalf and I don't know why, because you all need to learn. You chase her away and she's gone. What's the problem? Why you still think it's a joke? You chase her. She left. And then I want you asking the women questions about if the girl had another fellow on standby. That's what you were asking, right?
That's what somebody suggested.
Yeah.
What she said is that you know, while they what she said is that you'll leave mentally before you'll actually exit with your bodies, you'll leave physically.
Absolutely.
Right. And during that time, you know, you'll try to do what you'll have to do, you know, to exit the relationship, meaning that even if you'll have to try to get somebody else, you're gonna do it. You know?
Not trying to get somebody. It's not always about getting somebody. So I was, so you're telling me if you lose your job today, and then you tell somebody you lose your job today, the next day somebody tell you they have a job to offer you, you're not taking it?
That's two different things.
Are you referring to relationships for money?
I'm asking a question. I'm asking, what would you do if you have lost one thing?
That's where the next idea.
But you lost one thing. You offered something else. You're taking it.
Yes, yeah. And it'll come back.
I see the point that you're making, though.
So that's what I'm saying. So don't judge the girl based on what amount of time somebody else answered the phone and who answered the phone. That ain't your business who answered the phone when she's not in your house. Hey. I, the girl was still living if you're still together. Another man answering her phone, I understand. But you're not together again. They don't have nothing in the house.
Why be so spiteful? Why let the man answer the phone? Come on.
After 4 years of quarreling, non-stop, wasting my breath, wasting my time, waiting for a grown man to grow up, you're asking why? I want, why men doesn't give women the kind of chances we just give y'all? Huh?
What he say? What the partner say in the back? Whatever he say in the back.
He say because they're not women, but I want to know because you're asking questions about how to get her back, how to do this. If it was the girl that was nasty, right? The girl that's in the house, not doing nothing in the house. The girl you have to be talking to for 4 years nonstop to ask her to change her ways. If it was the other way around, you telling me you're going to give
her back. Men not like that,
but that's what I'm saying. You're not so because you would not stay there. Y'all would not stay there for that.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying women, y'all are not like that. Y'all would probably beg for chance. Y'all let's move on quick.
Women do not always move on quick, but I like the way they're moving on quick these days. Since the day they were supposed to do that. You understand? Because they sit on there wasting time and the men outside living their life. Nothing for that. Right?
Right.
So Iowa, you know already. You know how it starts. Every week is the same thing. The man wrong. He's wrong. He needs to move on. It's all right. Valentine's is coming. Where's your girlfriend?
Connor, I want you to try. I'm going to ask you a question.
What do you want to try? Just try.
If he has an inkling of a chance, baby, a little bit of a chance,
mm-hmm.
you know, what can he do?
Yeah, what can he do?
Yeah, to just try to get her back.
What can you do? Wake up from that dream. How is it?
That's
the first thing you can do right now, eh? I don't even know why he writes to you. I appreciate that he give us this thing to talk about today, but I don't know why he writes to you. There have no chance in that day again. Leave it alone. For 4 years they are to beg you to change. Now, 4 years and 2 months in, you want to come and ask
now that,
for
now chance? That he's changing.
I don't stand for that. I don't stand for that. Everything else needs to change. You understand? You had years to change. You're going to change in year 1, 2, 3, or 4. You don't change in none of the years. Don't come and ask me to wait 4 years.
Why?
At this point, it's a leap year. Leap. Time to leap, ladies. Time to leap. I want all the women to leap.
Oh, can you find any letter? Like the partner in the letter, I said. That's a joke, right?
No, that's not joke. The joke right now is the letter. The letter alone is the joke. You understand? Something to do with a puppy show. Y'all want women to make dog behind y'all, and when y'all finish, nothing for that is on the last day. I want to talk about y'all change. And then when y'all change, women, don't listen to them, huh? Don't listen to them because some of them very conniving and just playing your face, right? Because they're talking about they're changing and they're ready to change. And all the changes they're making is for 1.5 weeks, and then their socks on the floor again. The dish is the same place again. All the people they say they block, all of a sudden they add the numbers back. Don't listen to that, huh?
Listen to me, Akona. Listen to me. I'm not trying to be, what's the word, facetious or anything like that. I'm going to ask you a serious question, Akona.
I'm listening.
Over and over, you keep forgiving this guy. You're in a relationship with him. And, he tell you he's sorry. And why he did it again. And you've forgiven him. You know what he said in the letter? He got accustomed to that. That's how you are. That's what you did. Why now? Why now all of a sudden you change? And you know what a lady said? Our lady caller said, because there is another guy involved.
You,
that
you think that's why she...
But that's what it is, caller. That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. Because...
No, but Iowa, women naturally, and you said it a while ago, and I can agree to that. We tend to be more compassionate and more empathetic and make more space for men, right? We take our time with them, with the men that we love,
Amen.
And we forgive, and we give chances, and we have grace,
right.
And we create space for them, don't we?
You already say, so why let's not talk about it one more time? Hey, what you say?
One more time again? That one more time not finishing. But you understand what I'm saying? So I was a man. Before and I was, as men. Y'all going to tell me y'all don't find y'all as
ready? Of course we overdo it. Of course we overdo it at times. Of course, scholar.
Y'all let's overdo it.
Of course.
Y'all let's overdo it. So this is a good opportunity for the men who are listening to learn. Do not take what you have for granted. Sometimes our people tell you, oh, you move on, you are going to get better out there. Sometimes it's not about better, you know. Sometimes it's just an ease from the usual stress that you were causing her. Sometimes it's just a change of environment. She don't want to be in that space where she feels like nobody's taking her seriously, like nobody's, you know, taking her feelings into consideration. Sometimes
yes,
she just
yes,
wants something
yes.
different. And even if whoever they claim she with after, because nobody don't know for sure if the girl move on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Innocent until they catch you with the man.
Mm.
So I'm saying,
what?
If it's that, the girl went out and got a little fling afterwards, you know, to clear her head and everything else that had to clear. Let the girl go and flex herself, because you know and you admitted in your letter that it's because of you, you lost what you had. So the best thing you can do is next time write Iowa and ask Iowa where you can meet him for a drink, for a little link up or something, because we'll cop a ball. Y'all need to learn to stop making women talk unnecessarily.
Because that will be the end result.
That could be the end result. And I hope it's the end result for a lot of them, wasting people's time. How is us?
Thank you very much, caller. You've been
no
awesome.
No problem. Anytime.
Yeah,
anytime.
Thank you. Right. What is your take on this afternoon's letter? You know, I'm really trying to get some of the ladies, you know, to change their thinking with regards to what is happening. Because, you know, like I often say, you know, sometimes some of us men need to realize. Some of us need to... Yeah, that's a... Let's go back to the food. Good afternoon, Letla. You are on the air.
Good afternoon, Ron. Can I fix today?
Yeah, my brother. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling, man.
That's not good afternoon, Steve. I fix Ghana. Because I don't know why the women hitting the fella so hard. Why? What is the purpose?
Yeah.
The woman stay with the man for 4 years. You know, the man was leaving his shoe there. The man wasn't washing dishes. She didn't leave for that. She left because she wanted another man. She didn't leave because of the man's characteristics and his ways. She left for her ways. And all of these people that like to come and lash men, always lashing men. Some of them, they can't even peel green fig properly. There's some of them, they even burning water on fire when they can. I mean, some of them is pure KFC they're living on. They can't even open a can of tuna fish properly. What happened to them, guys? I find if then sometimes some of these women, they're too hard on men. And that is not right. You took the man, you know the man, how the man was, you decided to stay with the man, you stayed with the man. Now, for the partner self, that's not all the quarreling. I mean, you have a Gopwell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a good time for the man to go and visit the Gopwell Rehabilitation Center.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Iowa.
Yes, my brother, I dare with you. I'm listening. I'm paying close attention to what you're saying, my brother.
So my take is on it is that all the quarreling, all the thing, let the other partner that answered the phone go and deal with that. My advice is move on.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on yourself. She'll come back. She must come back. They always want to come back because she stayed there for 4 years. So she took it for 4 years. She will come back. And it's when she come back now, it is now for him, you know, to play Miss the Hat to get.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Switch it. Switch it on them.
Switch it. Switch the game on them. What the nonsense is this? Switch the game. Let the, you think the other partner that is on the scene now that he will be able to deal with her? The quarreling and the nagging? The worst thing a man can have is a nagging woman, you know, as you are.
But Colin, let me ask you that, man. What about you leaving your clothes on the chair and then you leaving a thing in the sink and then you know? I mean, you feel as a man, as a grown man, you feel you can do that? You think you should be able to do that and, you know, the lady in your life?
I'll answer that question with an example of Steve Harvey. It's one of the reels on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the women came and asked Steve Harvey that she's been living with a man for so many years, but she have a problem with him.
Mm.
Because when he goes into the closet, when he pulls open the drawers, he leaves the drawers open and all of that. And how can she fix the problem? How can she fix the man? They always want to fix a man. Like they're a mechanic or something.
What is he?
Yeah, no, it's facts, sir. Anyway.
You know what Harvey said?
What is he?
Harvey said, but that's how we're wired.
Yes, you call her. Why?
Harvey said, we are... get to our objective. I'm going in the thing to get my socks. It's my socks I want. I take my socks already. I take my shoes. It may not be, I know it's a little irritating to you, but that's how men are. Women nag. That's how the way they are. They need money to spend on their weave and on their long, long, long eyelashes that looking like excavators. You understand?
Yeah.
What, nothing for that. They have their ways. When it comes to women ways, we men, we have to stay there and take it. That's the thing, that we have to take it.
As a matter of fact, we don't even care about that.
That's the thing, you know. Yeah. That is the thing. We ain't even struggling about that, but we always need to be fixed. Colour, we always have a problem.
And Colour, when I say that, I don't know about the eyelashes specifically, you know. I don't know about their mannerisms, the way that they
are. No, we don't have a problem
we
with that.
We don't care with that, boy. We don't.
Because that is how they are. But you see, the problem is they always find that we have to be what they want us to be. So you know the man was like that. You went and lived with him. So you got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. That's the way it was. You went and lived with him. You went and shack up with him. I mean, you made that decision.
4 years.
And that is it. This thing about men, this, men, that, men, that, men, that, men, that. I mean, I listen to it very often, but... sometimes, Gasser, it's beyond the pale, Gasser.
Licks it, fella, to skirt, buddy. Licks
it. I mean, it's beyond the pale. I mean, you cannot be hitting on men, The women have their ways. I'll give you another example. You live with a woman in the house. For the whole month, the woman in a particular way, she naggy, she moody, she that. When is the time of the month? Then all of a sudden... she lovey-dovey, she cozy, she's like a lamb. And then you have to adjust. What you feel it is a remote control that you can just switch. But we have to take. The same way they are saying that they have to take from us. We men, we don't nag, we don't complain, we just there. As you rightfully say, we don't make it into a problem.
No,
so, boss man, if it was a problem and she's a nagger and she likes to quarrel, Gasser, let her go. Let the other fella that take the phone deal with that. You understand? Let him deal with that. Let him take his burden. And I don't like it. I mean, I don't necessarily always, you know, like to be hard on women because I have a daughter, I had a mother, I have a wife. But this thing about men. Y'all have to stop that because some of y'all is on KFC, you're living, y'all can't cook. And some fellas will not tell y'all that. Y'all can't even peel green drink properly. Early morning is by the person that frying the bacon, frying the chicken, is there y'all for breakfast. Now, when people start saying these things, people, but you can't say that. You remember you have a wife, you have a that. But, hey. Sometimes they need to be called out.
They need to be called out. Then when you see these young women are talking, it's just talk. They're not like the women like your back in the days of my mother, your mother, these women that used to wake up early and make sure that their domestic duties and things were perfect, having their children properly and whatnot, whatnot. Nah, it's talk. All talk. So cool off on the fellas. Y'all need to cool off on the fellas a bit. I find y'all hitting the fellas too hard, and it's too much. Because y'all ain't better. Because probably if some of y'all have been better, y'all would have a positive influence on the men in our society. The men in our society, they may have their screwed up ways, but a part of it is to blame on y'all women as well. But that responsibility, y'all and responsibility, y'all will never accept that. And that is wrong. And that's my take. Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What is your take on this afternoon's letter? Should he give up? Should he not call her anymore? Should he just cut his losses? Should he try his best to get her back? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, letter. I see you on here.
Good afternoon, letter.
Hi, what's up?
First time caller.
Hello? Hello? First time caller?
Yes.
Yes, caller, boy. Yes, first time caller. Yes. You know, I was beginning to get worried there. Thank you. Go ahead. First time caller.
That caller before cannot come and say about people not cooking and washing. That don't have nothing to do with that. That don't have nothing to do with that. The girl right. The girl could have killed a man there. The best thing she do is go. Because if I was in her position, I would have done the same thing.
The same way? The same way.
Because if I wanted to work in a preschool, I would have worked. Every day you're talking to a man like he's a child you're talking to, like that you're not getting tired. Of course you're getting tired.
Kwana, you know, sometimes we just decide not to listen and not to do it the way that you want to do it because of the manner in which some of y'all...
actually handle a situation.
You know that, right, Kwana?
Yes. Yeah. But then when if you... say you love somebody so much and you see something affecting somebody, wouldn't you even bend your back to try to stop what you're doing?
Of course you should.
Exactly.
So you should have tried to make her feel better earlier.
Earlier enough. And it does, and for the people that saying the girl got another man, that's why she decided to leave. She didn't even have to get another man for her to work out this relationship. Because she just was tired eventually. She would have left.
She would have left at some point.
At some point she would have left.
But again, you saying it didn't have to take a man for her to leave the relationship. But it looks that way. It looks as if that won't happen. And an earlier caller alluded to that. That's what she did. She had another guy before she left this man. And she made the man answer the phone. Now, caller, I have a question for you.
No problem.
Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and the person left you and you were hurt?
Yes. I'm in a situation like that
And you wanted the person back. Right?
No. My next time you said,
I just want to know, did you... In that relationship, did you want the person back? Because if you hurt, obviously you want the person, you still want the individual. Super melee like Munla, upa hurt. Right? So, you were hurting, Kola? You agreeing with me, right?
Yes.
And you wanted the person back?
Well, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, did the person want you back?
That's definitely.
I ask you?
No.
They didn't want you. And how did you feel, caller? Dime, c'est ça me plaît sable. How did you feel that you wanted this individual and they didn't want you back? And be honest with me, caller.
You feel worthless. Just like she, you feel like you have given up. Because you try, and nothing comes out of the trying.
The person don't want you.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
give
up that's
how I'm feeling right now.
And hold on, caller. You wanted that person back, right? But they didn't want you. So just imagine how he's feeling there. You're there giving him unhammered licks. So just imagine how he's feeling right now, Cora. The way you felt at that time.
He's feeling that way. Yes, but I still have things for you now.
Let's see. Boy. Cora, you still Chen, not what? Feeling sorry for Major?
I'm not feeling sorry for Major.
Chen, no way.
Because look how the girl could premeditate and kill him. Because they watched it nice, everything was nice, no argument, nothing, and she just get up and wrecked the next day.
Sneaky! Sneaky boy, what is that?
You
see? Are all of you all that way, all women that way? When you pick up your manual,
yes, we are.
No, and the man thinking everything all right. He's coming back home to his lady because he changed. Eh? Don't forget, the man changed. The man coming back home to his lady and the whole house empty, man.
But how long it took for him to change? How long? Again, that's too much to be talking like that.
So, Colin, I need to ask you the question. Eh? So, at what point we should start taking you all serious? Somebody
the
said...
first time when we said, stop. The first time when we say stop, the first time is enough.
No, they know you already.
Okay.
All
right. This is one of my favorites.
Thank you very much, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you, first time caller. Thank you very much, first time caller. What is your take? Good afternoon, Lieutenant RCI, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Iowa.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Right. Well, I did not hear the little Iowa, but based on the little snippets of what you said and whatever, right? You asked a caller, well, a few of the ladies, at what point, you know, they know that eating has... You see, when the woman gets quiet, she will talk, but when she gets quiet.
Yeah, but no. What they're saying is at that point, when you'll get quiet, things finish, everything done, right? Hello?
People can only take this much. People can only take this much, and everybody about their mental health these days. So, according to the last caller, I will not feel sorry for him, because if she spoke, they like to just dismiss women, like they like to nag. Because if she asks you to do a simple thing, like just maybe put your socks away, that's things you teach children when they come from primary, preschool, put your bag away, put your shoes, your socks in your shoes to put it in a proper way. You understand? So the woman don't have to be these simple things.
Let me ask you that, Cora. If you love him, right? You love the man, huh?
People like to ride on love too much, but
But why would you have a problem with putting in socks away?
You love him. So because of that, I have to be doing Buick. I go just like you.
Call
I
come in there and have to be...
Because I love you, I have to be doing Buick.
That's not Buick, I call it.
That's Buick. Because you are grown-ass mom, so you're supposed to be able to do... Look, I just checked my language, sorry. You are a grown man. You're supposed to know the things you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. So you're telling me if I have to be telling you that and I have a child for you and I have to be telling the child the same thing? What's that?
So see what that, tell me. So see Bugakata construction, Bugla last.
Oh, he last, my last. And then I have to cook and clean and then still give you the goody good when you're ready and stuff like that, right? And the goody good is a mental state. So if you're going to get me upset and you're not going to do what you have to do, why I have to do what I have to do? Tell me.
For better for us,
No, and then the man a while ago called giving women how much things in about they cannot cook, they cannot do this. That was besides the point, because I can do it. And if I in a relationship where I'm talking for how long and I cannot get the results I want, what I say and do there? You understand? Sometimes it don't have to be that is another man she got. Sometimes it's her cousin she make answer the phone just to make the man feel frustration that she was feeling. But I do that already, Iowa.
What? You've done a guy that?
Man. You just make somebody else answer the phone or you make them get a little... Just to make them feel how you feeling for the little while. Because, you know, of course you leave, but you're hurting too.
The cousin with the black hair.
So you make your cousin answer the phone to burn him?
Yeah, man. Burn him. Of course. Make you feel he's another man, because that's when they just want to feel as if they can put themselves straight.
So, Carla, okay, let me ask you a question. Why is it that women cannot sit down and have a mutual conversation and say, okay, I'm done with the relationship and that is it?
Ah, good question.
You can sit down and have a conversation with the men, you. The fact remains, as long as you're going to have a child and have a civilized this conversation and you say, let's talk, they start to feel is an argument automatically.
Not really, no. Not really.
Really, Iwa? Really? They always assume you want to argue. So, when you go, even if you come in the nicest way to have a good, the fact that they're already defensive because they know they're not doing what you ask them to do, it's a defense from beginning to end, which ends in a big quarrel. What? Why you want to be doing yourself that?
Wow. Okay.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you very much for your contribution.
And thank you very much, Iwa. Yeah, man,
thank you. You've been awesome. We're not getting any more calls from people. Let's quickly see some of what is happening on the platform. When a woman's fed up, you can't do zilch. There's nothing you can do when she's fed up. He had more than enough time to mend his ways, yet now reality has hit him. He crying. She should have ended this relationship instead of having another party threaten the guy. You like that? This is immature. People stop taking each other for granted. She almost had to mother him. Leaving doesn't always mean a replacement is there. I hope this woman remembers how she got the new guy and karma is real.
Very well said, Bola.
Rankin, tell me to leave that girl alone. Troops, guys. A no long story, Rankin. Tima CI, when you leave your things all over the place, don't ask me for them. When you bust your head on the door you left open, don't call me. When you knock your knee on the drawer you can't close, don't look at me. All right? Yeah, simple. I like that. You see that? I like that. This woman is not your mom. Lady Rani will not change. Boy, ranking after God, fear woman, boy. I think one thing men should always listen carefully for is when a woman says, I am not happy anymore. She might say she's leaving and not leave. But the moment she says, I'm not happy, she begins to detach already mentally. Even if physically, she is still there. Yeah, boy. There is always a calm before the storm. The more we forgive you, less we love you. Boy, 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 boy.
What?
To the writer, move on. Take your heartbreak, heal. Because even if she does come back, she will never love you the same way again. Because she will always be thinking the change is not permanent. Because he changed for me and not because he wanted to. Wow. Hey, party, that's true. That is why she was nagging. Wait, partner doing house cleaning, the home chilling. He lucky she left the tiles on the floor. A Johnny Bravo don't answer the phone, right? Oh, boy. Gasa Ranks, in my younger days, I threw a bluff. I take my clothes and play. I go on. Gasa, you know I come from work and the house empty, Rankin. Boy, 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 boy. She left. We made back. Married for 5 years now. What? Hey. Congratulations. Hey. My Rankin men need to move on. I know the go well, boy, a kind of way, but better for peace and harmony with a new woman, my brother. Choke. My brother, the only joke is you, bro. That's a joke. My brother, the only joke is you, bro. You must admit to taking the lady for granted and you're asking if it's a joke. But why must the ladies leave only when they get another man? Why not leave and chill by yourself for a little bit, ladies? That's how you show strength. Okay. You know?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but knowing how to peel green fig important, then Ron can remember that. I'm going to thank you very much, those of you first time caller. C-Pot, thank you, brother. Let me say a big thank you to Marine. Callers, we love and appreciate you, boy. I'll write up this afternoon's letter, man. Woy. Hope you were listening and you got a chance to
find perhaps peace.
Internalize what was said, you know, and decide on your next course of action. Bro, if I were you, I ain't really in the thing of telling people to, you know, leave your partner, you know. So if you really love the lady, bro, you know, don't give up on her, Gasa. I mean, leave her alone. Another thing you all need to learn to do is love people from a distance. You know, if you love somebody from a distance, just let them be.
Yeah.
Let them be, bro. And also, I want to leave on that note, eh? Fellas, you know, I try as much as possible to support the guys and support the fellas, but some of us really need to do better in terms of taking care of the ladies or the lady in our lives, you know, the ladies in our lives. You know, treat them well, guys. And ladies, you know, need to understand that we don't like people, big man don't like people shouting at them. I know some fellas won't even hear you, even though you're shouting and you're screaming. Fellas, shut down completely. They hear nothing you say. I'm saying this to also say that, fellas, Gasella, we take care of the ladies. If your lady tell you, brother, that affecting me, try to do something about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think it's a matter of mutual communication and respect, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I know some people in relationships, they just have, like, you know, table talks where they discuss stuff that affect them.
Yes.
But nowadays, people don't do that. Everybody is just me in a relationship and like, boy,
yeah, let's quit to move on.
You're not going my way, so I will just leave without telling him I leave. When he go, okay, taking all my things and move.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, good, guys. And, you know, it's not like sometimes, like, for instance, in that letter, she leave and she have somebody else already. And then you go come back and say, boy, you have to take time to heal. And the next relationship didn't work out. And it's another problem. Bruh, you know, I feel we as human beings, we need to actually communicate a little more in relationships.
Communication is key.
You know, have table talks. If it's every Sunday, y'all go through the week. Yeah. Y'all know the relationship wasn't rocky for the whole week. Y'all battering in the house.
Yeah.
You know, y'all sit down, have a mutual conversation. Yeah, man, and talk about the issues that affecting y'all guys.
Yeah, true.
You know?
But, you know, again, as men, some of us really, really
need to step up.
You know,
we need to
stop ill-treating the women, the lady in our lives. Because it's really a bad thing sometimes to hear what some guys do to women. You have the woman in the house, you don't want her to go anywhere. I do support that kind of thing.
It's a two-way street, man. You're not happy if the person, brother,
you know, you're hitting the lady, you're hitting the lady. Come on, you know, I mean, that we don't support. So treat her good. If you've chosen her, and she has chosen you because the ladies have a thing saying, I choose you, you know. If you've chosen this woman as yours, treat her good, bro. Don't let her be like that. Don't let her complain and them kind of thing and move your shoe there. But one thing, ladies, we like what we see. Just move this. Anyway, you see me? Let me leave that alone. Thank you, Fruit CC Moss. Listeners, we love you guys. Until next week, Wednesday. Hey, by the way, join me tomorrow morning. I'll be on the rise from 6.